Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T, taking a leap of faith. Kat, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We can be found on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And if you found me on TikTok, well, TikTok to you. Our two shout-outs today are very exotic places. One of them I didn't know existed. Our first one is Cabo Verde. It's a former Portuguese colony with about 10 islands and 5 islets, with like 3 mountains in it. It's an archipelago about 500 kilometers off of west coast of Africa. We even had somebody this week that was listening to us in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Our other town is Lomé Togo. I don't know. Our other town today is Lomé Togo. Lomé is the capital of Togo there in West Africa. It's known for its palm-lined Atlantic coastline. It's famous for its friendliness of its people and the beauty of the countryside. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is in abundance here on the back porch. You know, bourbon helps me appreciate the little things in life, like shot glasses. Today, I am doing shots of one of my favorite bourbons. That's Maker's Mark. Kat, what you got?
Since we had a drink last week that we didn't know what was in it, I decided to make it. This is the Mary Pickford. It's 1.5 ounces of rum, 1.5 ounces of pineapple juice, a teaspoon of grenadine, and a little bit of maraschino cherry liqueur.
Sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right. There seems to be this disturbing trend going on in the world of live music. The music artist's on stage, stops mid-song to scold someone in the audience because they don't like their participation during the show. And it's been going on for a long time. It just seems recently it's getting a little bit ridiculous. The story that I saw that kind of sparked this topic was this beautiful young lady named Carly Pierce. She was doing a show, some festival, summer gig in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And she's up there talking about her medical condition. Carly Pierce, she was diagnosed with a serious heart condition where fluid builds up inside the sac inside your heart.
Ooh.
And she's up there doing her show, and then she starts talking, you know, about what she's been going through in her life lately. And this fan, you know, idiot, he yells, "No one cares." So Carly Pierce, she spins around, points a dude out, and has him removed from the venue. Now, first off, this guy said the wrong thing at the wrong time, but, you know, Carly's up there to sing, okay? And she's a good singer, several good songs, which is more than you can say for most of the country artists out there today. But nobody really wants to hear about your issues at a country music festival. Just do your set and get on with it. Miranda Lambert. We love Miranda here on the back porch. She's getting a bad rep now for stopping her shows because somebody's not behaving to her satisfaction. And Miranda Lambert, you cross her, she will let you have it.
Oh, she will let you know.
If you're acting up at one of her shows, she's going to let you know. Now, everybody heard the story about the three ladies. She was doing a Vegas thing.
Selfie!
Yeah, and so they had their back to her and had Miranda's like the backdrop. And of course, she stopped the show, called them out, embarrassed the shit out of them. It was a show in Montana this summer. She stopped singing to get after a chick fight in the audience. Look, just let it go. Somebody's going to break it up. Don't worry about it. What I don't get is, are these entertainers, are they that bored that they're just like looking out in the crowd while they're singing these songs that they've sung 1,000 times and it's like, I'm just going to look around the crowd where I'm singing the song and see who's fucking up. I don't know. Now, this idiot, Kanye West, this was years ago. And I think it was Australia. He told the crowd he wouldn't continue with the show until everyone stood up. Well, one young man didn't stand up. So Kanye called the dude out. They hit the lights or whatever. They look over. Dude's in a wheelchair. Okay. So everybody stand up.
He can't
stand up. And so dude's calling him out. I'm not doing anything till he stands up. So did he apologize?
No.
Barely. Anyway. Kanye West has a straight jacket with his name on it somewhere. Just recently we had, what's her name? Chapel Roan.
Right.
We like her. She's cool. She blasted the VIP section at the Outside Lands Music Festival for not participating to her satisfaction. Something about the hot to go. There's some kind of
dance.
And they were like, we paid a lot of money for these tickets to sit beside the stage and we're not doing that thing.
Participating in the dance, so the one thing the girl's known for?
No, she blasted them. Again, get on with the show. You know, I paid my money. Why am I being told what to do? Okay, you do your thing. Here's another cat, Aaron Lewis, from the group Stain, if you remember those dudes. He's been doing his own solo stuff for years now. He has a band that backs him up sometimes, and he just goes acoustic. And that's where the trouble starts. Because you see, Aaron Lewis likes it quiet when he does his acoustic stuff. And when the crowd can't seem to keep quiet, that's when Aaron goes off. And I'm kind of with Aaron on this one. I don't get people buying tickets to a show in the first place, and then they stand there and talk the whole time.
Well, that's funny. They had last week Patti LuPone on CBS Sunday Morning, and she is famous for calling up people while she's on doing Broadway who are like Are you like having a conversation? Hello, you paid how much money to sit in that seat? And this is how you're going to present yourself to the world?
I mean, we've been to many shows and I don't really remember a time when we got annoyed by somebody talking.
No.
While we're trying to, you know, watch a show.
The picture taking and the video taking constantly through the show. Now that ticks me off.
Right.
I mean, a little bit. Take a couple of pictures. And then put the phone away.
Well, if you go on YouTube and check out live performances of bands, you know, that people have posted on there, half the time, all you hear is people running their mouth that are standing all around the person videoing the show. You know, another horrible trend that has popped up in the world of live shows is if the band or solo artist is even going to show up at all. The list of bands or solo artists that have canceled shows this year, it's like long as my arm. And
we just heard
I got
about
a pretty
whole,
long arm.
We just heard about a whole festival that just got canceled today. The first day the tickets went on sale, but that's another story.
Something in the Water. Pharrell down at the beach. It's that's not even a bleep on the radar. You know, some of the canceled shows are basically because no one bought tickets. You know, they're throwing these shows out there where they want you to buy tickets like 9 months in advance. And well, the artist is trying to see if they still have an audience
right.
that's going to come or not.
Not everybody's Swiftie, okay?
No. Let's see. Timberlake, he bailed. Jennifer Lopez bailed. Which is kind of a sign that maybe you're done, you know? Just let it go. Sometimes they don't even give a reason.
The worst, Steve and I talked about, the worst one we had seen lately was Frankie Valli, who's like 90 or approaching 90.
It's 190.
Oh, my God.
I love the Four Seasons.
They got the guy up there. He's well over expiration date, and he's obviously not singing the songs of the Four Seasons, but he's mouthing it, and he looks like
a mortician.
You know, 3 days from death at this point.
It's bad. If they can prop him up.
Who is telling him, yeah, you need to go on the road.
Well, sometimes, you know, in tickets to these shows now are like, you know, an average crappy band's like $84. I mean, it's insane. And when they cancel, sometimes they don't even give a reason. They go, due to unfortunate circumstances, we will not be performing on blah, blah, blah said date. Again, buying a ticket to anything these days, kind of a tricky proposition, especially if it's some of these old dogs still on the road, like Kat was just talking about, trying to get a paycheck. I mean, you find out it ain't happening. And the other problem is getting your money back. Some of these festival crooks who sell tickets to their crooked shit, they don't even offer refunds. You know, and how about the festivals popping up everywhere? And those things are getting very dicey. The list of all the bands, and then at the end, they list all the bands that are going to be there. And then at the end, the headliners don't even show up. Let's see. Some of these festivals have had Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish as the headliners. Okay, nothing against either one of them, but how far have we fallen? Is this where we're at now? I mean, Billie and Lana are headliners? You've got to be kidding.
If that's what the kids like, that's what the kids like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm an old guy on the back porch. I'm sorry. I want to see somebody play a fucking guitar. All right. Now, before we move on,
2 turntables and a microphone,
I have to bring this up. I'm sorry. One of my favorite bands, Aerosmith.
Oh, my God.
And I know you're saying, who the fuck are they? I said Aerosmith. They have announced that they are donezo. It's over. Finally. Thank God. They tried to prop Steven Tyler, or what's left of him, up on a stage somewhere one more time to get through 20 of their crappy songs so they get paid. Not happening. The farce is over. Aerosmith, remember they were billed on the horrible stadium tour with 3 other loser bands, Poison, Def Leppard, who used to be good, and Motley Crue. Now, last year, Aerosmith never hit the stage, never got up there. Now, you know, they've announced that they've retired, but they haven't played a show when. It's been forever.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the summer, there was a TikTok commercial that was like, hey, the greatest band in America is coming back.
Well, they were getting ready to sell tickets to the Aerosmith.
Me and everybody else underneath, you could make comments for this ad. I was like, what the bleep? They didn't even make it through the stadium tour.
What a joke. I mean, going out to see your favorite band, you know, it should be fun, exciting, not having to worry about if they're going to show up. Or if they're going to yell at us and be mean to us when we get there. All right, let's roll right into one tough son of a bitch. I mean, one tough, awesome lady. All right, this week, we're going to go back a little bit. Faye Dunaway, who's still with us at 83 years old from Bascom, Boscom, Florida.
Right.
Probably one of the greatest and prettiest actresses of her generation. To me, Faye Dunaway, she had this stare that could kind of cut you down to size. She worked with many of the great directors of the 20th century, co-starred with all the top leading dudes back in the day, Steve McQueen, Jack Nicholson, Redford, Kirk Douglas, Newman, all of them. And Faye Dunaway kind of had a bad rep for being difficult to work with. But Faye is a perfectionist. She wants the scene to be perfect. You got to do it over and over again. She's going to do it over. She wanted her fellow actors to be perfect.
She is absolutely wonderful. She had a broad career. I mean, a few of her films are in the Library of Congress. Bonnie and Clyde from 1967.
That's my favorite.
Little Big Man from 1970. Chinatown with Jack Nicholson. 1974, and one of my favorites, Network, 1976.
Thomas Crown Affair, The Arrangement, Mommy Dearest.
And there's a great photograph her second husband took of her after she won the Academy Award. I think that was for Network, I want to say. It might have been Chinatown. I'm not sure. And there's a picture of her at the Beverly Hills Hotel with the Oscar sitting there, and all the newspapers are all sitting right. You know, I've seen it together at MGM. They have it there in one of the hallways, a copy of it. And it's just an amazing photograph of what Hollywood is kind of like.
Was.
Used to be like. Now it's super, super, superheroes.
Right. Here's a fun fact. At one time, Faye Dunaway was married to Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band.
That was her first husband, right?
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah.
The second husband was the photographer.
Yeah. Faye Dunaway has been recognized many times for her work in the world of film.
Go ahead. Steve McQueen said she was the best actress he ever worked with.
Mm-hmm. Steve McQueen was a man back in the day. Faye, Academy Award, British Academy Award, Emmy, 3 Golden Globes. And that makes Faye Dunaway one tough, awesome lady. All right. We're working on the sound effects. They're going to be changed next week or the engineer's fired. All right. What we were watching this week was we watched the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
Or tried to.
We watched it until Disney and DirecTV got into it. And then we got yanked. Some strange reason. I gotta pour a shot real quick. I'm sorry.
Sound effects.
All right. You know, it's the end of the summer. Nothing on. You know, sports wise, you got NASCAR sucking wind. Baseball starts with a B. So does boring. We did pull in a little bit of the Little League World Series.
Yeah, we watched
that.
That's
always pretty cool. The Florida team represented the U.S. this year and pulled out a miracle against, I guess that was Taiwan, but they call it Taipei. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Baseball is a game for children, by the way. So the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament, Flushing Meadows, New York. Into August, into September, it's always exciting to see which players are going to get through the match without cramping or dehydrating, because it's hot. I mean, you can tell. Even the night matches, they are sweating their ass off.
And it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Exactly. Which we still have a touch of here in the Commonwealth right now. We always kind of root for the American players, and they usually let us down. This year was no different. You know, in the men's side, it's been 21 years since a dude from the United States won any major. 21 years.
And who Federer, is that? Pete Sampras? I mean, who?
Roddick or Sampras? Roddick. One of them. You know, you got to remember, Federer ruled for so long. Djokovic's been kicking ass, and Nadal. Right. With those three, we've had nobody that could do anything. The Taylor Fritz guy got to the finals and got smoked by who? Center?
Right.
Yeah, it was three setter and he got toasted. But anyway, we're getting a little closer. The U.S. tennis tournament, again, there's nothing really on. We'll cut it on. The commentating, it's gotten a little stale. We still got McEnroe and Chris Everett that are kind of ruining the thing. They need some young blood in the announcer's booth. To my surprise, they had Nick Kyrgios, who has been nursing an injury for quite some time and has a smoking hot girlfriend. He did a great job in the booth. Do you think Nick did?
He gave something that Chrissy and the other and McEnroe do, a little insight into what's actually going on versus the, or she's just, you know, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, they have their phrases that they keep repeating over and over. So it was a little, and Nick, he's a little wild, you know, out on the court. But maybe he's found a new career. I thought he did great.
Need some young bloods.
Yeah, Taylor Fritz and his influencer girlfriend got smoked in the finals. But Sabalenka beat Pegula in the women's final, which was, it was a little bit contested. Sabalenka's just great. I like her. Pegula is the young lady whose parents own the Buffalo Bills.
Bills, right.
So they kind of give her a little twisty about, you know, handed everything and little rich girl or whatever. But she doesn't have that attitude. She's a hard worker. She uses her status to help people.
Right.
Great lady. Anyway, Kat, I'm a little thirsty. We got a shot?
We have a shot, and this is a different one. It is the, let's see, the Joe... Bazooka Joe shot.
Bubblegum?
Like the bubblegum, yeah.
I don't even see Bazooka Joe.
I know.
Remember, it was singular. It was like a piece of gum wrapped up singles, right? Just in like a box. You just grabbed a handful.
Right. And it would be like a little cartoon on the inside of the paper.
Oh, that's right. Did they ever have like a little block of them where you could open up? They were little squares.
Little squares.
I remember that with the cartoons. That was right. So cool.
Okay. It's half of Irish cream, half of banana liqueur, half of blue curacao.
No. Banana? Okay. What's the name of the shot?
Bazooka Joe.
Okay. It's blue. It's an aqua blue color. And it tastes exactly like freaking bubblegum. Didn't it? Did it
yes,
not?
It does.
I don't know how Kat did that. She crushed that one.
Woohoo!
I'll have another. Check out the Bazooka Joe shot. I'm telling you, if there's any liquor in that.
Well, I'd love to bring next some youngins. Here, some Bazooka Joe. Like
that
what
would be
is
dangerous for young people. Stay away from it. Alcohol's bad. All right. Today we were bumpered in. With a band, the first band.
This is a repeat, isn't
who's
it?
Ever been honored on the two guys on the back porch, band of the week, twice.
I can't get the cranberries
and
on.
And there's a reason.
Why, Stephen?
Fontaines D.C. from Dublin, Ireland has been on this thing twice as band of the week. Because I told you. I freaking told you.
What'd you tell them?
Way back. The only band that matters right now. They're the only. I don't get no discussion. Now, just because I'm a Joy Division fan, and Kat is too.
Yes.
I'm going to push this band because what? The singer, Grian Chatton, could be Ian Curtis's illegitimate kid. I mean, look at him. Okay. He could be. Now, scratch that. Okay. Ian Grattan's parents. Totally cool and applauding their son's success right now. Fontaines D.C. Why does this band draw me in? Several reasons. There's no four-bar chorus, verse. None of that shit. Their songs are unpredictable. Grian, he can go off on this tangent at any moment how he remembers all the lyrics to these freaking songs, because he doesn't repeat himself very much, maybe on the chorus. It's crazy. Fontaine's D.C., pretty much the opposite of Oasis. Remember who rhymed day and say and every freaking song they had? On top of the awesome lyrics, the drummer is pretty cool. Solid timing on this freaking Gretsch kit. That's, I don't know. I keep seeing these things from across the pond. And Gretsch is known for guitars, but their drum kits are freaking awesome looking. Fontaine's DC, there are five guys right now on the same page. I hope it keeps going. I believe Fontaine's DC is the real deal. Check them out.
Okay.
Wherever you get your music.
If you want to see them in person, October 18th, they will be at the 930 Club at the Atlantis Complex there in Washington, D.C.
I'm going.
You're going? We're road tripping?
Is that a weekday?
It's a Friday.
Oh, my God.
We could take the train.
Are there tickets available?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah, they're there for two nights.
Oh, I'm there. That's the closest they're coming.
Probably, yes.
Check out the font. They're not the. They're just called Fontaine's DC. Listen to me. The real deal. Check them out wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.
I want to shop at a Gag if it's a bottle of wine.